Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Perfect weather to enjoy the outdoors before the night sets in. Here are today's headlines. First, the Egyptian-Qatari demand from the U.S. regarding Israel's actions in Gaza. The foreign ministers of the two countries met in Egypt and issued a joint statement calling on the U.S. administration to pressure Israel. This report from Israel Hayom just in. Also, Hamas uses Nasser Hospital as a torture and interrogation site in Gaza, according to an IDF revelation. This comes from an investigation by the Shin Bet and the IDF, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu states Israel's position on the Turkish role in Syria is now better understood after recent strikes. This is according to a report from JNS earlier today. Separately, chaos at Ben-Gurion Airport as Netanyahu threatens firings amid halted landings. Check-in services were disrupted, affecting tens of thousands of passengers, according to Ynet minutes ago. And finally, Angie Nixon, a Florida Senate nominee, has made statements about Israel and Gaza. Her remarks have stirred discussions about progressive stances on the conflict, as reported by Forward in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israeli Defense Forces reported an hour ago that Hamas conducts brutal interrogations and torture at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, using it as military infrastructure. Samantha Ettis, a well-known commentator, posted an hour ago about the surprise strike at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport. She noted that operations were disrupted on one of the busiest travel days, but arrivals and departures are set to resume gradually. Former UK Home Secretary Priti Patel retweeted comments criticizing the Labour Party's stance on Israel. She warned that the party's rhetoric could fuel anti-Semitic sentiments, emphasizing the complexity of the Middle East situation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Egyptian-Qatari demand. As reported by Israel Hayom, the foreign ministers of Egypt and Qatar have urged the U.S. to press Israel for compliance with terms affecting Gaza. This diplomatic push highlights regional concerns over the ongoing conflict. For Israel, it underscores the delicate balance of international relations in its military strategies. Turning to the IDF's revelation about Nasser Hospital in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post detailed that masked Hamas operatives are using the facility for torture and interrogations. This exploitation of medical infrastructure for military purposes reveals the complexities and ethical challenges in the region's conflict dynamics. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu feels Israel's stance on Turkey's military presence in Syria is now better understood. This follows an Israeli strike on an airbase in Syria. The statement may ease diplomatic tensions, but it also signals Israel's firm stance on regional security threats. Separately, Ynet reports on the chaos at Ben-Gurion Airport. Hundreds of flights were affected due to a sudden labor strike. The disruption on this busy travel day underscores the challenges in managing large-scale transportation hubs and the ripple effect on global travel. Finally, Forward highlights the political implications of Angie Nixon's comments on Israel and Gaza. Her statements add to the ongoing debate within U.S. politics regarding Israel's actions and the broader Middle East policy. This could influence future diplomatic relations and electoral dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli banks have postponed cutting ties with the Palestinian Authority. Globes reports this move follows a request from the Bank of Israel to maintain financial services, preventing potential economic upheaval in the region. Separately, 10, an Israeli digital bank, has cut its losses by 27% as it nears profitability. Tech details that the bank saw a rise in revenue and a reduction in expenses, signaling positive trends towards financial stability. And finally, Walla Business reports on Kiryat Yam's attempt to extract 1.25 billion shekels from Rafael. The court dismissed the demand, highlighting local authorities' growing interest in the profits of defense industries. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.